call back to order the Madison Plains Board of Education executive session ending at 8:54 p.m.
Madam President, we are in a new business now, correct?
We are. Where are we?
Yeah, we got to do them in order.
Okay. So we will start with, hold on.
Madam President, I make the motion under number one. Upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approved the first reading of the following board policies as listed below.
Who's second?
Ken.
Ken. Discussion?
There is one question I've got. We need to get on the interscholastic. Down underneath, board prohibits students in grades 9 through 12 from participating in interscholastic extracurricular activities. Shouldn't that say 7 through 12? Because right above that, we've got the board recognizes the value of interscholastic extracurricular activities for students in grades 7 through 12. So we need to make sure we get that changed before the next.
Okay.
Take a look at it.
Thank you. Other than that, I'm still reading some of them. I didn't see anything else that.
Okay. Call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I make the motion we table the next number two item. On the second final reading of the board policy, I'd like to table that.
I'll second that.
Discussion?
Yeah. What I would ask with this tabling is that the membership led by Stormy and Jennifer worked to come up with a proposal of a board policy that would be workable for them, and that we have that by our meeting on the 17th of November, and then we work together to see what we can do about morphing it into what this policy is for the December meeting, if that would be acceptable.
Okay. All right. That's good.
We'll table that, but can we break out the org chart as another action item?
Yeah. Table the dress code?
Vote on that first.
Get to vote on that.
Okay. Call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion table, carried 5-0.
Madam President, I think most upon recommendation to superintendent, the board approved the floating bus driver aid job description as presented.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I make the motion upon recommendation to superintendent, the board approve the salary schedules for the floating bus driver aid position as presented.
Second.
Discussion?
My only question on it is, just so that I'm not mistaken on what I'm thinking here, that aid will be paid at the aid schedule if they're only doing this aid work, right?
No. The schedule is the midpoint between the aid and bus driver schedules. And that's what their compensation will be, irregardless of what they're doing. And then if they are doing all aid work, we will revisit it. We made an agreement that we would actually go back and say, okay, if they're doing all driver work, let's revisit that schedule, and we modify this schedule accordingly.
Okay, so no matter what, if I'm a floating bus driver at aid, I'm getting paid out of that third column?
Correct.
Okay, that's what I just wanted to make sure.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Can we back up here for a moment?
Yeah.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the second final reading of the following board policy, and that would be the organizational chart.
Second. Discussion?
I'm lost on which one you're talking about.
Go to number two.
Number two.
We tabled the dress code.
They were to get rid of all those apart.
Oh, I thought we were just going to make an amendment at the end. I'm sorry, Bob.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'm still looking at this, and it looks like the technology director is in charge of the head cook and the transportation supervisor. Maybe I'm looking at that wrong.
He's broken off here.
Well, you know, technology director, and then below him.
No, they're all under the superintendent.
You would be saying that the psychologist and the assistant principal is also under the superintendent.
Those guys that are all gray are not reporting to each other. They're equal, the curriculum director, special ed, technology, cook, because those guys are all gray.
I hate to say it, but they all look gray. You got gray, you got dark gray, you got like this blue that looks
color blind,
gray.
Going.
There you go.
This yellow is.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, all these. Well.
Just because his page wasn't so wide.
That's right.
That's kind of what my question.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's.
The greens are your directors, the gray on the far right hand are those folks that report to them.
Okay, so.
Right.
So technology director has technology support that reports to them.
Cooks go to the head.
The cooks report to the district head cook.
Drivers go to transportation.
If you had a wide enough page, that would.
Well, okay, all right. That's where I'm going. I'm going to make sure that the district head cook doesn't report to the technology director.
No, I'm sorry, Todd, what'd you say?
I said if the page was wider, those would swing out.
Technically, that's what you're supposed to do on an org chart, but we didn't do it this way.
We don't have enough room. It'd be this small.
Yeah.
Okay, additional questions, discussion?
I just wanted to make sure of that. Thank you.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Dodd?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
We are at number 5.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation superintendent to board employee Joy Doty, cook helper, step 0, on a 1-year contract effective October 13th, 2015.
I'll second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of superintendent that the board employ the following as sub bus drivers: Heather Stout and Eric Winstead. Effective dates listed.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board approve an interagency agreement between Madison County Healthy Grow and Madison Plains Local Schools for responsibilities for transportation from Part C to Part B, effective October 15th, 2015 through October 14th, 2016.
I'll second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation superintendent to board award the following academic supplemental contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2015-2016 school year as listed.
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, didn't we get most of those the first time? Are these replacements or what?
No, these are, we did have them last time, but they were different buildings. Talk about your BLTs.
So now this is the 712 BLT team in the K-6.
K-6 you've already had.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Number 9.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of superintendent to board accept the resignation of Kimmer Bergston, I hope I got that right, as a building leadership team member effective September
28, 2015. Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of superintendent the board accept the resignation for purpose of retirement of Will Pratt, teacher, effective May 23rd, 2015. Mr. Pratt has served in Madison Plains District for 9 years.
Actually, that's not correct. I'll second that, but he's been here longer than 9 years.
Yes.
in his current position.
Yeah. Just retired.
That's going to be a big loss.
Yes.
Discussion. Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Coolidge?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of superintendent the board accept the Madison County London City Health District School Nurse Contract and Supplemental Hours Contract for the 2015-2016 school year as presented.
Second.
Discussion.
Tanya's done an outstanding job for us. That's one of the people we were talking about earlier with the rash situation. She was did an amazing job for us.
God love her. Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Coolidge?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the substitute aid list as presented.
I second that.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Coolidge?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of superintendent the board approve the substitute cook list as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the expense associated with the repair of the track by Champion Track as presented.
I'll second that.
Discussion.
Again, that's $6,300 for the balance.
Thank you. Call roll, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, upon the recommendation of the superintendent, the board approved a public relations contract with Michelle Vroom and the amount of $18,000.
Second. Discussion.
This is an increase of $3,000 over what we contracted with her for the last 3 years. Primarily each year we've gone over by about $1,500 and rolled it into the next year. So that's a piece of it. The other piece of it is I anticipate we're going to have more work for her this year and next year. We talked at the last meeting about having the discussion begin with the public about you saw the forecast and the financial needs that we have. So she's going to be a lot busier for us. So that's why it's increased.
Thank you. Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I make the motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the following donations. That's $20,000 from C Consultants for high school athletics.
Second.
Discussion.
I would like to thank Mr. Mason for working to find these donations. I think we have to keep in mind if we didn't find those donations, we would have to look at funding it out of our PI. So this frees up money for other things such as academic needs. So thank you to Matt Mason.
Thank you, Matt. Call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I make a motion we adjourn at 9:09.
I think we were going to have an executive session this evening.
I thought we were going to have one, didn't we?
Another one.
Okay.
So, you don't have a second on?
On that adjournment.
Oh, okay. Right.
If there's no second, it's not.
I move that we move into executive session at 9:09 p.m. under section 1. To consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual.
I'll second that.
We're taking no action. Thank you for attending. I'll call roll. I always forget.
Mrs. Coley?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock? Yes. Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Executive session.
Thank you. Yeah, I just shut down, right? I hit the head of the fire.